Welcome. Or welcome back if it isn't the first time. I want to spend a quiet little while telling you what this channel is. Slowly. The way the other episodes are slow. If you've already found your way here through one of the others, you know the shape of these. If you haven't, well, I'll get to that. Settle in wherever you are. Bed, couch, somewhere quiet with the lights low. You don't need to follow every word. As with all of these, if you fall asleep before we're done, you've used this exactly the way it was meant to be used. First, quickly, who is speaking? Or, more carefully, who is writing? The voice you're hearing isn't mine. The ideas are mine, though the making of these, as I'll come to, is more of a collaboration than that might make it sound. I'm Benjamin Outram. The doctorate is from Oxford, in liquid crystal science and engineering, of all things. Before that, a degree and a master's in physics, and long before any of it, a child who couldn't quite shake the suspicion that the world was bigger and stranger than it was supposed to look from the outside. That childhood suspicion didn't go away. It became, eventually, the thread that I followed across years of study. Physics, first. Then the philosophy of physics. Then the philosophy of mind. Then the long contemplative traditions that have been asking the same questions for thousands of years. Buddhism, and meditation in particular, which I practiced seriously for a good while. Sitting daily, going on retreats, time spent inside Buddhist communities. I won't overstate it. It's been years since I kept a steady practice, but the way of looking it taught me never quite left. Some Christian mysticism, especially the apophatic traditions that say more by unsaying, by refusing every name we reach for God, than by asserting. Lucid dreaming, and the strange territory of altered states, held carefully and not casually. A long thread of reading on consciousness, on free will, on what physics can and can't reach. All of it, in the end, part of the same long looking. At what's actually going on. At what it might be like to be the kind of thing that can ask. I never quite finished the looking. I don't think anyone has. I think nobody can. And I've come to suspect that the not finishing might be the point. This channel is, in a sense, a collection of that looking, walked out loud, slowly enough to fall asleep inside. The episodes draw on what I've been writing for years now. Notes, diary entries, fictional sketches, poetic explorations, long philosophical conversations, with friends, with myself, with whatever I happened to be reading at the time. Letters never sent, essays half finished. The accumulated marginalia of a person who couldn't stop wondering. Each episode takes one strand of that material and walks it through one evening's worth of attention. The principle of least action. The strange physics in which a photon doesn't really take a path so much as survive a vast cancellation of every alternative, and what it might mean if a life is the same shape. The oldest question of all, asked without flinching, why there is something rather than nothing, and whether nothing was ever even an option to begin with. What we mean, really mean, when we say the word God, after the obvious meanings have stopped being convincing. The question of free will, taken not metaphysically, but structurally. The question of whether your levels of wanting line up with each other in any given moment. The old mythologies, held neither as literal history nor as mere story, but as careful maps of an inner country we cross every night. And stranger rooms than these, a mind that may have an imaginary part, off at a right angle to everything you can point to, a present moment that might, in some quiet and disciplined way, reach back and help settle its own past. And many more. The catalogue is, you know, where it is by the time you find it. One thing worth being clear about before we go further. Most of these episodes carry, at their core, a speculation of my own, an idea I have been working out, slowly, over years, in writing and in conversation. Not always a new idea, sometimes a restatement of something old in vocabulary I have been finding more honest. But mine, in the sense that the walking is mine, and the framing is mine, and what gets emphasized, refused, or quietly turned over, is the result of my own long sitting with the question. The traditions and the contemporary literature I draw on are partners in the inquiry, and supports for it. They aren't, mostly, the main content. The main content, more often than not, is something I've come to think, held openly, not insisted on, but mine. None of it gets settled. None of the episodes pretend to settle it. The format is, deliberately, the format of sitting with rather than concluding. We walk a question through several rooms, in several vocabularies, and then we let it stay open. The walking is the practice. The settling is, in most cases, not available. Partly, I make these for myself. I have found that ideas only really sink in when you sit with them, when they aren't being held at arm's length, examined, judged, dismissed. When you let them just hang in the room next to you for a long evening, doing whatever it is that ideas do when no one is watching them with a stern face. The episodes are, in part, my own way of doing that with my own ideas. They are how I have come to know what I think, by reading it back to myself slowly, in a voice that isn't quite mine, until the parts that are honest stay and the parts that aren't quietly fall away. Partly, I make these for friends. There are people I've been talking philosophy with for years, about consciousness, about free will, about physics, about theology, about suffering, about meaning. None of those conversations finish. None of them can. The episodes are something like a long letter to those friends, a way of saying, here is where I've gotten to with this one, this month, this year. Tell me what you think the next time you're awake. And partly, most generously, I hope, I make these for whoever else is out there, awake at 1 a.m, thinking about something hard and would rather not be alone with it. The sleep podcast format is one I've come to love as a listener, too. The contemplative, philosophical version of it is the version I would have liked to have had, all those nights when the questions wouldn't quiet down and the standard sleep meditations felt too thin to hold them. So I am making, in part, the channel I would have wanted. A few things you should know about how these are made. The voice you're hearing is synthesized. I made it deliberately, for this channel, with a tool called 11 Labs, and it isn't a clone of anyone. The decision to use a synthetic voice was a format choice, not a corner cut. Let me say why. A real reader, even a very good one, cannot quite keep their voice flat enough and soft enough for the falling asleep use case. Not for 75 minutes at a time. Not, certainly, across 100 episodes. The voice in your ears can. It can stay quiet. It can hold the same gentle register all the way through. It can be there at 1 a.m. without being tired. And there's another tool in the room I'll tell you about just as plainly. These episodes are made with artificial intelligence. Not only the voice, but the making of them. Here is how that works. The ideas are mine. The orchestration is mine. Which episode, which thread, which question, held at which angle, pushed where it wants pushing, refused where it overreaches. The core of what each one is trying to say is something I have usually been carrying for years. That part does not come from a machine. But almost everything around that core I now do with an AI. The patient research, the connecting of one thought to another, the shaping of the slow prose these need, sentence by sentence. I bring it a rough, half-formed thing, and it helps me set it where it belongs, in the wider landscape of what has been thought about the question. Working this way hasn't thinned the thinking. If anything, it has let me dwell on these ideas longer than I ever managed alone. So, to be plain, the voice is synthetic, and the research and the writing are a real collaboration. But the ideas, the direction, and the final say are mine. I read every word before it goes out, and change whatever has drifted from what I actually mean. What reaches you is mine. It simply had help getting here. One more thing about the format. The pace will feel slow if you try to listen to these like a normal podcast. They aren't. They are meant to wash over you. Most of them loop the same idea two or three times, in slightly different vocabularies, with slightly different images. That's deliberate. The loop is how ideas sink in. If you fall asleep partway through, the loop continues without you, and you've absorbed something through the gentler door. The conscious door is for arguments. The other door, the half-asleep door, is, perhaps, where ideas actually become a part of you. I hope, if any of this resonates, that it gives you a way of sitting with the deep questions that doesn't feel like effort. That you find the right episode for the right night. That something stays with you in the morning that wasn't quite there in the evening. And, at minimum, I hope you fall asleep with a soft sense of awe. The kind of awe that comes from being briefly close to something larger than yourself and not flinching from it. The kind of awe that has, perhaps, no takeaway other than itself. If that's the kind of thing you want, you've found the right channel. All right, that's more or less the introduction. The episodes don't have to be watched in order. Pick what your night needs. The catalogue has, well, it has whatever it has by the time you find this. If you're new and you'd like a place to start, try the episode called Why You're Alive Right Now. It's the first one I made. And it lays out, in slow physics and slower philosophy, the spine of what I think this whole channel is for. The question of why you are alive, right now, in this thin sliver of cosmic history, and whether your life might have the same shape, perhaps, that a beam of light takes when it leaves a star. If you're already a few episodes in, thank you. Welcome back. The looking is the practice. The looking, kept up over time, is what the channel is. I'll keep making these as long as the wandering keeps producing something worth saying, which, by the structure of the wandering itself, will be, perhaps, forever. Sleep well.